For many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all of his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, but the righteous the Lord redeemeth. Makarese diene, mendekerese. For whosoever will humble themselves knoweth this, they will be exalted. For I'm calling you as a body, those that are going in to the walk of the Spirit. I'm calling you and reminding you of a continual place of humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God, that I may exalt you in due time out of all of your troubles, that you may stand as a generation to receive this outpouring of my Spirit, says the Spirit of grace. For it does not matter what the enemy comes with to your life presently. And many of you are fighting battles on many different fronts. But know this, I'm able and willing and will exalt you out of it, that you may stand far above the battle at hand, says the Spirit of the Lord. And my desire is to exalt you, that you are my ambassadors in the earth to bring forth the glory that comes by my Spirit, reaching into every man's world and showing forth this anointing, says the Spirit of grace. Humble yourself. Don't rely upon the intellect. Do not rely upon your genius or your smart, but stand in me. Continue to lift up holy hands and know that I'm exalting all of you that will humble yourself. And my exaltation is to fill you with my peace, fill you with my authority, cause you to raise up head and shoulders above every and any attack that the enemy could bring. For I see your destiny. I prophesy to you out of the future into the present. For I see all of those standing in this house and those that are watching, that if you'll give yourself and continue, cry out, Lord, I know nothing of myself. I can do nothing of myself. My total dependency and all judgment to judge all things is upon you, Lord. Then know this of surety, that I'll surround you and I'll lead you forth, and you'll look back. You'll look back and say, he brought me through. Only to know this, the war in front of all of us, as the kingdom of God is to come, will each time be won as it was before, in a place of surrender and humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you. So rejoice in this hour, knowing that your future has already been determined through my grace. You will overcome and you will be highly exalted, says the Spirit of grace.